I came home this evening, and while eating dinner, I decided to just put on a random movie. I didn't really want to think too hard tonight. I had a long day, and so I decided to put on Joe Johnston's Jumanji. And I have a lot of thoughts. I'm probably going to share some of this in the Slash Homecast, but just wanted to record this to get some of my thoughts down in audio. Overall, I think this is a pretty awesome movie in terms of like the fact that it was based on this really sort of short children's book is pretty amazing. And it actually kind of reminds me of how Where the Wild Things Are took a similar length book and transformed it into a full-length movie that was really really made the most out of the very sort of limited source material. But yeah, I like this movie. Joe Johnston, I cannot shake the idea that he's a kind of a poor man Steven Spielberg. There's flashes of greatness, and you kind of see how, you know, it's very like Spielberg light. You know, there's scenes that are pretty thrilling and really well executed, but it just lacks the kind of level of polish that some of Spielberg's set pieces have. And the CGI in this movie is really, really dated. Like, all the animal CGI, it just looks horrible. Back during the time, I think it was impressive when it came out. I think it's 1995. So, almost 20 years ago. Back then, you know, animal CGI was probably pretty good, but today it looks like crap. Overall, this movie is really dark, in a way that I did not remember it being so dark. I mean, the first sort of 20 minutes is pretty horrifying stuff, almost to the point of self-parody, where, you know, the main characters, horrible things happen. He gets beat up by bullies. He destroys David Alan Grier's life work. This old man gives this talk that's really, like, straight out of a Simpsons episode, where he's like, yep, this kid died in this house. It's really disturbing stuff. And that's not even until you get into the board game, when Alan is sucked into the board game. It is really troubling. Just that scene, he seems like he's in pain. And to see him kind of disintegrate and then know that he's been trapped into there in the jungle of the board game for 27 years just because his friend didn't roll the dice again. It's really, really sort of disturbing to think about. And that, you know, like, all sorts of crazy stuff happens during this movie. There's, like, gigantic spiders, gigantic mosquitoes. They fly out the window, and then I always wondered, oh, what happens to those mosquitoes? And, of course, they come back because they start biting people and severely incapacitating them. Those things, like, give me nightmares, man. It's just so much terrifying stuff going on in this film. But what I really like about the movie is the ending. And there's so much emotional heft to that ending that I didn't even realize at the time that I saw the movie. I probably realized, but I didn't sort of grasp it in its fullness. And it's when he goes to his father and they finish the game and everything's rewound back to the beginning. I love that moment when Van Pelt shoots the bullet, and the bullet doesn't get there because the game starts unwinding itself or rewinding itself. And Alan is, like, reverted to his child self, and he goes to his dad, who he hasn't seen in 30 years and who in the alternate future is dead. And he's like, whatever I said, Dad, I'm sorry. I mean, think about what it means to live for 30, 40 years in a jungle full of horrors, to be trapped in there senselessly, and then to know all of a sudden that you have a second chance to do it all over again. That idea is so powerful to me. I think it could be its own movie. Anyway, Jumanji, despite how horrifying it is a pretty awesome movie. It's on Netflix. Watch instantly. Check it out.